Hello, this is the Garden Snippets podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, the owner of Small Boots Gardening. This podcast is about how spending just 10 minutes in your garden can lead to a massive upgrade in your outdoor space. You can expect weekly episodes that break down one 10-minute task to do this week so that you can start to love your outdoor space. I started this podcast because I love to help people work in their gardens. And I want to be there with you every week, whispering a little snippet that will empower you to go out there and tend your garden. All right, you guys. Here's my promised episode about garden edging. I have lots of opinions about this, and I've worked with lots of different kinds of garden edges. So, this might surprise you, but the easiest way to do a garden edge is not to use any material at all. No stones, no bricks, no pavers, no weird little plastic thing that you destroy with a string trimmer. Just the soil of your garden and the edge of your lawn. There's a specific way that works really well to make this work. And I'm going to have to try to include an image because it is much harder to describe than it is to just see. You'll sort of know it as soon as you see it, but I'll try to describe here. So the edge of your garden should be rounded. The soil of your garden should go in a gentle hill sort of slope down. And this is for aesthetic purposes also because at least if you're living in our area, you want the water to have a place to drain out of your garden so it doesn't pool by your foundations or at the base of any of your plants. So a gentle hill sloping down toward your lawn. And then your lawn should come up to the edge of the garden and be a sharp drop off. So the edge of your lawn has a clean, clear edge and then a straight vertical down. And then at the bottom of that vertical starts the hill of soil up to your garden. Another reason to do this is because grass roots are a couple inches deep. And if you get to the bottom of where the grass roots are with your lawn edge, you're going to have a lot less grass coming into your garden. Another reason to do this is that the water pools in that sort of little natural trench that you have, and then it absorbs into the soil, into your lawn and the garden. It's not lost down the storm sewers or washing through areas where you don't want it, like sidewalks or paths. So that natural garden edge, for me, that's the absolute nicest looking and easiest and cheapest way to do the border between your garden and your lawn. There is a specific tool that works the very best for doing this. If you don't have one, buy or borrow a shovel with a square edge. You might think you can do this with your rounded shovel, and you can. It's just going to be a lot more work and it will take a lot more effort to make it look good. That square flat shovel blade, it just sort of, you use the corner, you push the corner into the soil. And then you chop, and then you move along, and you keep doing that, and you sort of slice the edge of the lawn off in a nice, even way. I have to do this with my gardens probably once in the spring and maybe once in the fall. So that might seem like a lot of effort if you've never had a garden bed edged before, but really compared to the other options that I'm going to share with you, it's the absolute easiest. Also, it's super satisfying. If you see a before and after picture of that, it looks so nice and it really is not much effort. You do want to do this after you've had at least a little bit of rain, because if it is bone dry and the soil's hard, it's going to be much more frustrating. Not too much rain, otherwise you're going to make a muddy mess. So pick your time, pick your edging. If you have a garden that hasn't had this treatment in a really long time, you might want to use a hose or spray paint to decide where your edge ought to be. These should be nice, big, gentle curves or straight lines. You don't want something with a lot of waves and ins and outs, just because it's going to look chaotic and it's going to be harder to take care of. It's harder to remember if you have a whole bunch of different shapes. Wait, what was that supposed to be? So that's a natural garden edge. Highly, highly recommend. This is what I would do for all my clients if they don't specify something different. The other option, if you absolutely must have material at your garden edge to create that sharp line between what's in your garden and what's not in your garden, I like to use 10 gauge, I believe it is, Core 10 steel edging. You can buy this a lot of places. When you do, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, this is heavy duty stuff. Am I going to be able to work with it? Well, if I can work with it, you can work with it. It actually bends pretty easily. So for the shape, if you have a curved garden, you can bend it very carefully and gently, stand on it and pull up or down with your hands, and you'll get the curve that you're looking for. It'll take a bit of working. Like I said, this is the harder way. And then you'll pound it in with a rubber mallet, and there's little metal spikes that come with it that you will secure the edge to the soil with those spikes. Buy high quality stuff because you really want to do this one time. And that edging is going to last you a really long time. So that's my sort of second option. This is really good if you have a modern garden or you just want a really clean look. I also use this if I'm going to be putting down landscape cloth and rocks. I really don't want anything to grow in a certain area. For example, my kitchen garden that has underneath it metal edging, landscape cloth, thick landscape cloth, and rocks. Really, I'm not wanting anything to grow in there, even though kale and sunflowers really persists and grows in that environment. There are other options, and you might have some of these already at your house, so I'm going to talk about them, not what I would personally recommend because it takes effort and maintenance and it doesn't look as good. So you might have brick or paver stones edging your garden. This looks really, really nice when you first do it. I find that the level of picking weeds and anthills and all sorts of stuff out of there is just really consuming, and it's not a fun task for me. So that's why I don't put in like a paver edge. If you have a pavers made into a retaining wall, that's sort of a different story. It's performing a function of keeping soil in place for your garden. But I've removed and given away on Facebook free all of the sort of little pavers that were edging my garden when I first moved in. The grass got into the garden with those guys. There were always huge anthills underneath, and it just was not very easy to keep it neat and tidy looking. So that's pavers or bricks. Bricks has a really specific certain style and look. I can see going with bricks if you have a really strong design reason to do it, and I'm sure there are great ways that I just don't know yet to do with bricks and pavers. But if you're a beginner gardener and you're looking to do the easiest thing, I would say that is not it. The other one that I would absolutely never do, you've heard me mention this on the podcast before, but that plastic roll of edging, you guys, come on, you can do better. The plastic edging, not only is it plastic's not great for the environment, but also you'll be so frustrated with that thing. It doesn't stay in place very well. Over winter, it'll kind of flop out. If you hit it with a lawnmower, the lawnmower will chew shreds out of it. It just really will only look good right when you first put it in. And even then, I would argue it doesn't look very good. But you're setting yourself up for continual frustration if you use that. And if you have it at your house that you've moved into, I would take it out as soon as possible. If you can't afford anything else, then maybe it's a placeholder for now. But even just taking it out and then doing that shovel natural edge that I mentioned, you're going to breathe a sigh of relief. You're going to be pulling a lot less grass out of your garden. And you're not going to be forever trying to wrestle that plastic thing back into a nice shape. Plastic edging, trying to think if there are any other particular ways people do things. Well, if you find something, snap a picture and tag me on Instagram or send it to me through a message. I love to learn about different ways to do gardens, and there's probably a whole bunch that I don't even know about. Oh, there is one more that I just thought of. Those wooden sort of railroad ties that people use, they're not probably actually railroad ties anymore, but you can buy them at the garden center, and they're sort of rounded or square wooden pieces that you set on the edge of your garden. I would say that's probably a great option for a certain look. You're only going to get probably 5 years out of those, 10 years maybe, before they'll start to rot. They also, I find that grass and weeds will crawl underneath them really easily. So you will be constantly maintaining the other edge of that. So it's a fine choice. It's probably not something I would choose for a lot of situations. But if you have a long, straight, square garden, it does mark the edge. Those wooden railroad ties. I've taken them out of a few gardens and I've rearranged them to look nice in other gardens. They can be a good option. It's probably not what I would choose in most cases. Also, it's hard to get them to go in curved shapes. So there's that. All right. So now you know everything that you need about garden edging. If you have questions, I'd love to hear them. Thanks for joining. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to connect with me, I'm on Instagram @GardenRach. And if you have a specific question about a garden task you're working on, I'd love to hear it. Thanks.